T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Howard Beck, Bleacher Report. Howard, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Howard, if the assuming the Raptors win this series, will anybody I feel like there's always – with the NBA more than any other sport, people want to – every time a team wins a championship recently, it seems like it gets poo-pooed based on injuries or whatever. Will this Toronto Raptors championship will be totally – will it be totally dismantled by many in the national media because of the injuries?
Struggling with how to answer that for a variety of reasons. One is, I think when people tear down or try to punch holes in people's achievements, national media is a little strong. There are a couple of crankpots who make their living off of doing nothing but shredding people and trying to diminish their legacies. And those couple of people will do what they do no matter what happens, and they'll always find some angle on it. And I listen, as somebody who lives on Twitter, which is a terrible thing to do and nobody should do it, kids stay off Twitter, I know that I will see plenty of it there as well, no matter how this all unfolds. All that said, to the core of your point, I don't think anybody should, you know, qualify asterisk, otherwise try to redefine what the Raptors have done if they win this thing. If they win it, they'll have potentially ended a dynasty, one of the greatest modern teams we've seen, one of the greatest teams of all time, arguably. Yeah, they'll have done it with Durant having been out for most of it. He's going to play tonight. But listen, injuries happen. Injuries happen throughout NBA history. Sometimes they happen in earlier rounds. Sometimes they happen in the finals. The Warriors still have 3 All-Stars, a not great supporting cast, and that's part of this too. But my God, that's every finals. You know, somebody gets there with a team that has a bunch of strengths and then a couple of weaknesses, and usually the better team, you know, takes advantage of those weaknesses. So there shouldn't be any asterisking or anything else with this if the Raptors win. And by the way, with Durant coming back tonight, you know, people, if they want to go that direction, will at least be able to say, hey, listen, Durant did appear. He gave it a shot. Maybe it was too late, but he gave it a shot. And, you know, also, maybe this thing goes to a 7th game and the Raptors have to fight it out and win a game 7 back here with Durant having helped the Warriors extend it, in which case, you know, no one's going to diminish it. We'll look at it and say, man, that was amazing. What a great series. How dramatic. And the Raptors still prevailed.
You know, you made many excellent points there, Howard. First, to your first point about, you know, I always get mad when fans call and lump all the media together, and then I didn't mean to do it, but I kind of did it there. So good job out of you for, you know, that. Number two, to your the great point that, yeah, they still have 3 All-Stars. Klay Thompson only missed one game, right? He only missed one game, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, so when the Warriors went to their first 2 championship series in this era, they didn't have Kevin Durant. It's funny, if they had never had Kevin Durant and this whole series they had Curry, Draymond, and only missed Klay for one, there'd be very little talk about injuries, and they still would have been a great team probably. But yeah, it's a great – and then the third point, also a great point, that yeah, this, who knows, maybe Durant is, if he's somewhat healthy here, makes this a series, and then, in a way, if this goes 7 and Toronto somehow wins in 7, they definitely get more credibility for that than they would wiping out the series early.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And this is why it's so much fun, just a bystander's perspective as media or fans. There's never been anything like this. I mean, a player Durant's caliber, having missed the first 4 games, coming back in a game 5, the mystery and the intrigue that it's injecting into the series – this could go any number of ways now. I mean, 2 days ago, if you had asked me, I would say, you know, Monday's it. We're done. I'm flying home Tuesday. It's over. And I think most people felt that way, that the Warriors just kind of looked cooked. They looked spent. And Durant coming back, not that he plays savior, because he's been out for a month. It's not going to be 100%. He might be more in 70, 80%. But it does change the dynamics. And as we always hear, the cliche goes that closeout games are really tough, and the Warriors are a championship team, and they're not going to go quietly with or without Durant. But with him, it just gives them, even if he's not MVP level Durant, it gives them another dimension. It gives them more depth to a lineup or a rotation that's sorely, sorely lacking in quality players beyond their stars. And, you know, Iguodala's up there in years now, and Sean Livingston is, you know, on the verge of retirement, and they just don't have a lot of to go to. And so if Durant playing means no more DeMarcus Cousins, who was just a disaster last game, if it means no more Alphonso McKinney, you know, that's a big plus. Even a diminished Durant is better than those other options by far, and it'll take some pressure off of Curry and Klay Thompson. It'll, you know, spread the floor a little more. And defensively, it'll give them another guy with length and range, assuming that his mobility is okay.
You know, obviously the Raptors have surprised a lot of people in this series. But to me, it seems like they're doing things that, you know, the Warriors haven't seen, right? Defensively, they're playing great. Kawhi's awesome. We know that. But they're getting all these role players to step up and do some amazing things, too. What is it specifically that they're doing that is shutting down the Warriors?
I don't know if it's a specific – this isn't about scheme. This is a long and athletic team. They've got better athleticism overall than the Warriors do. They've got better depth than the Warriors do. Pretty much everybody they put out on the court is a strong and dedicated defender. You know, when the Warriors are missing a big offensive piece like Durant and they don't have a bunch of guys who can create – I mean, look, Draymond is a great passer, but he's not a shot creator for – himself. He's not going to break down a defense other than as a passer. And Klay Thompson's a phenomenal shooter, but he's not going to put the floor on the floor. He's not a guy who's going to, you know, break down a defense with the ball in his hands either. So you just don't have anybody else to create that other dimension. And so because of that, it gives the Raptors the ability to kind of zone in on Steph Curry and take away what makes the Warriors hum. And so, you know, they're also a very veteran team. These are guys who clearly have not been, daunted by the spot or by this moment at all. They've all taken on the personality of their leader, Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, we've seen how stoic he is and how stoic they've all been in victory. They're not getting too high in any moment. And it's a veteran team. Marc Gasol's been around a long time, and Kyle Lowry's been around a long time, and Danny Green has been, you know, he's won a championship next to Kawhi in San Antonio, and Serge Ibaka had been to the finals before with Oklahoma. So, you know, it's just a really solid, well-built team.
You know, looking at tonight's game with Durant coming back, it sounds like he's definitely going to play. Do we have any idea, like, what percentage he'll be at? I mean, there's no way. He hasn't played basketball since May 8th. You can't expect the guy to be 100%.
No, and, you know, based on what I'm gathering, I think he probably is going out there with a little bit of pain still and some tightness still. So, you know, it's a stretch to say that he'll be anywhere close to 100%. But, you know, if he's in that, as I say, 70-80% range, there's still a lot he can do, and his presence will be a huge benefit. Also, look, he's a 7-footer essentially who shoots threes. And a much better clip than DeMarcus Cousins, say. Somebody has to guard him, and he's going to stretch the defense. And if nothing else, he can shoot over everybody that they put in front of him.
We're talking with Howard Beck, Bleacher Report. Howard, let's get into a little offseason, because obviously, you know, there's people that are as interested in that as they are in the finals. There's a lot of drama with Durant, with Kawhi, with Kyrie. What's going to happen with Anthony Davis, LeBron, all of that. What of those storylines are you most intrigued by right now?
In the off season, I mean, look, all of them. I mean, but Anthony Davis is the big one. He's probably the first domino that needs to fall, because there's a lot of chicken and egg stuff going on. You know, if KD and Kyrie want to play together, are they trying to get to the same team? If they're not going to play together, who are they trying to recruit? If a team gets Anthony Davis first, say in a trade on draft night, does that help them then attract KD or Kyrie?
Right. Sure.
For that matter. We've got a lot of interconnected fates here, because for the most part, and not always, but for the most part, these guys want to play with other stars. And if they're not conspiring to do it in tandem and saying, hey, let's both sign it with Team X, then they're at least looking to where the stars are and where the top room is to go play with another star. So there's just a lot of, as I say, interconnected fates here. And if Anthony Davis gets traded in the next week and a half before the draft, on draft night, or any time before July 1st, that's going to have a ripple effect on the entire free agent market.
Howard, would you rather, if you were a team, you know, whatever team, you had one max contract to spend, would you use it for Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant?
Who? It's a great question. I mean, look, you can't go wrong. Every team in the league would be thrilled to have either one. I like Durant's overall, his overall repertoire more, just because his offensive versatility is even beyond Kawhi's. And, you know, Kawhi is, you know, the better defender. But, you start taking into account other things, too. Like, Durant's personality, how thin-skinned he's been the last couple of years, his moodiness can concern you a little bit. Kawhi is this, you know, zero-maintenance all-star, and that has its pluses as well. So, I'll just put it this way. I mean, as somebody who watches a lot of basketball, I just find Durant just incredible to watch. I've always just enjoyed his game. You know, I think I lean that way just because his offensive dynamism is attractive.
You know, I don't know why anybody would really want him with this contract. And maybe the Cavs just want to keep him because he is a good guy in the locker room, and apparently he's been a good guy around the young kids. But do you think there's any chance Kevin Love gets moved this offseason?
There's a chance. Couple of things in play there. Obviously his health and, it is always a concern with the games he missed last season and everything else. But I do think that with as much cap room as there is this summer, as many teams that have, kind of gone all in on free agency, teams are going to miss. Somebody's going to get shut out. And they're going to be desperate to use that cap room in a creative way. And while Love's contract isn't great, at least 1 year is burned off of it. And you can make a trade for him without having to match salaries if you're under the cap. So if you're one of those teams like, say the Knicks or the Lakers or somebody who didn't get him or didn't get your free agent, you can use that cap room to absorb a contract like Kevin Love's. People have been speculating on a Kyrie-LeBron reunion, which is sounding less likely with Kyrie now being strongly tied to Brooklyn. But, what about a LeBron James-Kevin Love reunion? I mean, that's a team that I think a lot of people think is going to get shut out, that they're not going to get one of the top free agents, and so they're going to have to look other directions. So, we'll see what the Cavaliers' stance is on this and how eager they are to offload some of their veterans.
All right, Howard, let's wrap with this. Game 5 tonight, who's going to win?
Oh, man. As I say, a couple days ago, I would have said Toronto, and I would have picked them with, 90% confidence. We're now in coin flip range, I think. Just for fun, let's say it's the Warriors. Durant has an impact. Closeout games are tough. The Warriors aren't going to go quietly. The idea of this thing going back to Oracle for a game 6 and maybe setting up a game 7, that's certainly the best story. Not what Toronto people want to hear, but I'm safely in my hotel room at the moment, so I don't think any of them can hear me.
Yeah, definitely. But if they do, you're going to be in big trouble.
Toronto has to win tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know they win.
Well, you feel like they're going to lose the series if they lose tonight?
I kind of do.
But Dustin's been rooting for the Raptors. Yeah. He picked them to win it all when they were still playing in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They were losing to the Bucks. They said they're going to win it all.
And now he's panicking with Durant back. Total panic time.
Yeah. No, if it goes tonight, if the Warriors win tonight, there's a very good case to be made that it just gets away from them.
Oh, we want the Cavs to be the only team that came back now 3-1, so we don't want to see that happen. Howard, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks,
Thank
Howard.
You.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.